An update now to a story we're following. Back in January, we spoke with 13-year-old Estela Juarez about her children's book, Until Someone Listens. In the book, she describes her own sorrow when her mother comes to the United States undocumented and is deported to Mexico.
Well, Estela took action. When she was 11, she sent a video letter to then-President Trump. Organizers played her video at the 2020 Democratic National Convention.
Now, my mom is gone, and she's been taken from us for no reason at all. Every day that passes, you deport more moms and dads and take them away from kids like me.
In her interview with us, Estela said her mother, Alejandra, had been reunited with the family here in the United States, but she was granted temporary humanitarian parole, which was due to expire at the end of May. What was it like to live with that uncertainty?
I try to enjoy the moments that I have with her now, but it is hard for my family to be in a constant state of anxiety and not being able to know how the future is going to go because you don't even know what country you're going to be in. And I think that's something no family should have to go through.
Well, Estela's mother, Alejandra, has been granted humanitarian parole for one more year.